You're listening to Inside Real Estate with Lori Patrick on 980 CJME.
Hey, everyone. It's Greg Morgan, Inside Real Estate. I'm here with Lori Patrick of Sutton Group Results Realty and special guest Steve Bauer from AAA Solid Foundation. Steve, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Greg.
Nice to have you here. And if you're thinking about selling your home, it can be a pretty exciting time. However, there's a lot to consider before a listing, and sometimes you think, okay, well, is it going to be the reno? Is that what I got to do first? But you can't overlook the structure. Lori, I have to start with you. This is probably something you discuss with your clients all the time, isn't it?
I do. I run into it a lot, and I thought today would be a great opportunity to talk to one of my experts, which is Steve with AAA. And we have this discussion a lot where I'm out with buyers or a seller asks me to come to their home, and they've renovated their home beautifully, and they rightfully want to show me their new kitchen and, you know, all of the improvements they've done. And as I'm walking through, I'm getting a sense that they missed something rather large. And I'll ask them, do you not notice that there's a bit of a hump in the floor here? Do you not notice that the house is sloping to one direction?
We were hoping you wouldn't notice, Lori.
Well, yeah, they probably were. But or, you know, there's a giant crack in the basement wall that I'm sure hasn't moved in 20 years, but I know it's going to be a red flag to any inspector that walks through the doors. So I appreciate all the renos they've done, the renovations they've done, but if you don't look after the underlying structure, it's going to be a problem resale-wise. And a lot of times, and I'm sure Steve can back me up on this, they've been in their house 20, 30, 40 years. They don't feel it anymore. They're so used to it, they don't feel, they think that it's sinking in this corner or it's humped in the middle or something like that. But if I can detect it, I know others will. I know other agents will, and I know buyers will, and I certainly know inspectors will. So oftentimes before I even get to that listing part of it, I will call Steve, say, can you come meet me at this house and tell me what you think and how we could probably fix this? And sometimes it's a surprise to the seller. Sometimes it's not. But unless you take care of the underlying structure of the house before you spend $30,000 on a new kitchen, it's not money well spent.
Steve, what have you seen when Lori calls on you? And what are some of the situations you've seen with Lori?
There's varying degrees of sloping in homes. I walk into a house and I can tell pretty much right away the corners that are down. I think the biggest thing is there's levels of work that you can do in order to address the situation. Sometimes you can use teleposts to adjust things. Sometimes the walls aren't floated, so we can adjust teleposts. So once the walls are floated, we adjust teleposts. That usually straightens stuff out, gets rid of the hump in the floor. That being said, there's been an extreme dryness in our weather conditions the last 5-6 years, and I've seen houses drop. I was at a house this past week, Monday, and it's down 8 inches.
Wow.
So, and then that gets back to Lori's point, too, where people don't really notice because they've been living in a house for 30 years. All of a sudden, a real estate agent comes over or inspector or someone does a pre-inspection and says, your house has dropped. Well, how much? 8 inches. Wow.
Yeah, it's... Our conditions, our soil conditions, and just the conditions that the weather we experience, it is still very vital to always be checking on your structure. And Lori, you yourself have said, you know, you're so well connected in this community. And this is just one other advantage of Lori Patrick, right, is that you have the phone number to call someone of Steve's capacity that can really identify the problems and start off on a good footing here as you go to buy or sell.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I might be the real estate expert, but when I need help with the foundations or any sort of structure issue, I call Steve because he's that expert and I think the best one around, AAA Solid. So he's generally my first call if I think, oh, I might have a problem here. And like the first instance I gave you was sellers, but I had buyers recently. And first-time home buyers are already nervous. They're already just kind of edgy and they don't know, you know, they haven't walked through as many houses as Steve and I do in a week in their entire lives, right? So they're going in blind, and I'm guiding them through these particular buyers. The area they want is a problem area. It's problematic. It's probably one of the worst in the city that comes with basement work needing done, and Steve would attest to it as well. And we're walking through these houses, but this is where they want to be. So, okay, we can find something. It's not, you know, a complete loss. We'll find a nice house, and if not, we'll get it fixed, hopefully. And when you walk in, a lot of times if you feel like you're in a bit of a fun house, you're going up, you're going down, and this buyer would say to me, okay, this house is three beers in. And then if we got to, this one feels like I'm six beers in. I knew, okay, this is probably not our house. Let's get out of it. Because, you know, it's sloping, the floors are uneven, you're up, down, you feel it leaning. And so that just sets off their alarm bells even more. And they're already nervous to begin with. So, you know, we just have to keep looking until we find one that's already had the work done or it's a little bit more stable. But before I would let them buy anything, post-inspection, I'm still going to have Steve come in or have him come in just to, you know, make sure everybody's comfortable because he's the expert in this field.
Well, just to be clear, you're six beers in after the sales closed, right?
I have six beers in showing them. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, all right. Lori Patrick is here, Inside Real Estate. Steve, I'm going to come back to you in a few moments for a few tips here, too. But just to be clear, though, cosmetic details are as important. And when you have a connection with Steve on the structure, you also help anyone who's selling ensure that they're doing the right cosmetic details, right?
Oh, oftentimes, yes, absolutely. A seller will call me before listing and what should I do? Is it worth replacing this? Is it worth, you know, doing this sort of reno? And some of them are and some of them aren't. And I would like to stress that with sellers sometimes. They'll go out and spend a lot of money where they could have spent it better elsewhere or not spent it at all. Price it accordingly. If you're going to get into a massive reno and you're not flipping a house, they snowball on you. First of all, you know, oh, I'm just going to fix the kitchen. Well, yeah. That leads into, you know, the hallway, which leads to the bathroom. And so they'll snowball on you. So take a look at, have somebody like myself in. I'll give you my opinion on whether or not I think you should undertake something that large before you want to list. Or don't. We'll price it accordingly. You'll likely save money in the long run because the buyer might not like what you do. So something that's obvious, you know, a quick coat of paint because the house doesn't look good or there's some really bad carpet, that sort of thing that's quick and easy, yes. But generally, if you're going to sell the home, when you get to that point, let's price it according to the condition you have it in now.
All right, we're going to take a break here in a moment. But before I do, I was curious, how is the market right now? That's the question on everyone's mind.
It is still busy. And, you know, we used to see a little bit of a slowdown historically come August, you know, that mid-August kind of lazy days of summer sort of thing, but it is still busy. The phones are still ringing. Sales are still going through. Multiple offers are still happening. Lots of buyers out there.
Yeah, and you always want to ensure before you get ready to buy or sell that you are literally ready, particularly if you're looking to purchase. A conversation with the bank is a must. You got to know how much money you're going in with.
Absolutely. If you haven't been to the bank by the time you call me, I'm sending you to a banker or a mortgage broker. We're not going out until we know you're pre-approved.
Okay. Well, it's pretty simple advice. And coming up, we're going to get back to Steve. Our soil changing temperatures make structure pretty important for both buyers and sellers. And coming up in the second half, Steve's going to share some examples of homes that he's had to fix up and maybe provide some tips too for homeowners for the long run as well. So if you're looking to buy or sell, you can interview Lori today and move in the right direction. Here's her number. I'm going to give it to you right now. It's 306-591-5192. And you can always go online to lorisells.ca. That's Lori, L-O-R-I, sells.ca. Going to be back with more from Lori Patrick of Sutton Group Results Realty and Steve Bauer from AAA Solid Foundation in just a moment. Okay, we're 8.5 there, so we got another 30 seconds on top of the second. Mm-hmm. I'll set you up.